You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
Hey guys, welcome to our second episode of Black Educated and Intimidating. It's Shantae and Lex once again, and we're here to give you all of the feedback on our dating experiences, what we did this past week, how the City Boys are winning, actually, and our upcoming plans for this weekend. And our today's topic is like the reasons why we're single and our relationship experiences, basically. So, Alexis, you want to start? What did you do this past week?
So, you know, I've been taking full advantage of my pool opening at the last minute. So, my pool was closed all summer. They just opened it maybe, 2 weeks ago when I got back from Vegas. I've been swimming like every single day. That's why my braids, that's why I got a hat on. Y'all know I just got these braids, but I've been swimming. So pretty much swimming every day. And then I did have one date, but we'll talk about that when we talk about the dates of the week. But, yeah, I just been chilling. I did go out with, Shay, I think Friday night we went to the bistro.
So that's our cousin.
Yeah, that's my cousin. Y'all know that's my favorite. So yeah, we went to the bistro, I think Friday night. Yeah, it was Friday night. We had a good time. We had green tea shots. You know, that's our favorite. Heavy green tea
shots.
I'm telling you.
What was I? Oh, I know what I was doing.
Go ahead. That's all I got. So you go ahead and say what you was doing this weekend.
So this past week, so I went to Bosco's on Thursday. That was my first time ever there. It was decent. I will say, like, the quality of man was so sauceless.
Oh, my goodness. It was Thursday?
It was Thursday. And I was
Thursday,
like,
they usually go up.
Yeah, but no. It was fun. Like, I had fun with her. I had fun with my friend for her birthday. It was, like, a really good time. Like, we enjoyed ourselves. But it was, like, everybody that came in, I was like, eh. Like,
yeah.
Either they were, like, 2 feet tall or just, it's just, like, they was lacking.
I feel like I've been getting an influx of short men, too.
Yeah, I can't do it. I'm, like, 5'9", so it's not happening for me at all. So I went there. It was fun, though. I did have a good time. It was just, like, I was like, yeah, these guys, they're
sauceless, like you said.
Sauceless. No drip, no nothing. Then Saturday, I went to Twerking Tequila.
How was that in 100 degrees?
Okay, so it was really hot.
It wasn't even outdoors, though.
No, it was inside, but they didn't have air. So I'm like, it should have been outside because...
Because it probably would have felt better if y'all
was
outside.
I think so. Because at least some air.
Like when the breeze come by. Because I went to the carnival. I forgot about that idea. Go to the carnival. But like when we got that breeze, it just felt better.
Yeah. I feel like we needed that. And it was just in there. I felt like I was at an oil spill. Like,
oh, yeah. If
Clark
y'all don't
Atlanta
know,
University.
Okay. I was about to say. Tell them what an oil spill is for those who don't know.
It's the fraternity Omegas. Like they have this annual party. And it's like, it's so many young, drunk kids.
It's a Q party. So anybody who went to college, you know what a Q party is like. Wait, do they? I think all Qs have oil spills, though.
I mean, probably. Yeah, but I'm just talking about the experiences I had at the oil spills. They were the hottest.
The liquor is in the garbage can, too. Remember that?
Yeah, the liquor is like in this big
It's clean, but it's
thing.
Like a new...
Yeah. You just dip your cup in there and just...
Oh, my God. College is horrible.
Disgusting. But we're not going to talk about that. But it was hot like that. It was very, very uncomfortable. I was standing and sweating. And then, I went home and went to sleep. And I woke up. It was like midnight. I was like, Lex, what you doing?
Yeah. And I think...
You was at the bistro.
Yeah, I was at the bistro having my green tea shots.
Yeah. So I kind of missed out on Saturday night because I did too much during the day. Obviously, I can't do too much. I'm approaching a very significant age. And
yeah, it's not how we were when we was in college. And I try to explain that to people like, I'm not the same no more. Like, y'all outdrink me because I went to Clark Atlanta. So, like, I've been doing this.
Yeah, for years.
Like, frizz.
Yeah.
Drinking frizz and just, ooh. However, though.
And then I did go to, Sunday, I went to 350 Terrace. I went to the day party. That was my first time going there.
Oh, you've just been living your best life.
Yeah, it was my homegirl's birthday. So I went there with her for her birthday. Mm-hmm. It was nice. Like, it was a good vibe. I really liked the crowd there. Mm-hmm. It was, like, a really nice, like, young professional, like, fun, funky, like, just...
I'm surprised.
Good vibe crowd.
Because when I look and see, like, everybody that's on my timeline at 350 Terrace, I'm like, yeah, that's not where I would ever want to be.
Well, maybe that's just the people you follow.
Maybe.
Yeah, because I had a good time. I mean, it was like I saw a lot of people that I knew from like
Well, you went to Cass, though, yeah. So it's a little different than the people that I went to high school with.
Yeah, so it was a really good time. I definitely had a good time at 350. And that's really all I did this week.
Okay, well, your week was better than mine. All I did was swim. So we can just move on into dates of the week. Should I go first this week since you went first last week?
Yeah, you can go first. I had a lot to
talk about. Yeah, I had one date. So it's quite funny. So I went out with this dude that I met on Bumble. And he was really cute. I won't lie. He was cute. A little short. He was cute.
Okay.
He was cute. But it was like one of those things where I had like already had plans with the girls and he kind of just still wanted to hang out too. So I'm like, okay, I was going here with my home girls, but I will go out with you. Like, where you want to go? And I was like, they had said something about North. And the only reason why I was kind of incorporating the two was because he kind of was like, where you want to go? And I'm like, well, I don't know. But my homegirl said something about North or whatever the case may be. And then he was like, well, what about Bar 7? I was like, I'll see what they want to do or whatever. So me and my cousin had been with me for the week. So we had went up there. We sitting and we waiting on Shantae to pull up there. So we had a good time. Like, I really wasn't paying attention to Shantae and Laisha.
You really weren't. You were, like, in your own vibe.
Yeah, like it was a good vibe. Whatever we was talking, I feel like I was doing most of the talking. But it's okay. I had
some. It looked like y'all was having, like, deep conversation. I was like, okay, like, they.
Well,
like,
yeah, I felt like I was doing most of the talking, though. Okay. Which, I was a little buzzed, though. So, you know how you can get talking to you when you're buzzed.
You definitely did say last time you got to get buzzed.
Yeah, so
dates.
I was a little buzzed. And, it went well. It went well enough to the point where he wanted to see me the very next day. So, I'm like, okay, cool. But anybody who knows me know that I'm, like, horrible when it comes to following up with these dates. Like, I'm horrible. Shantae be like, what's wrong with you? But anyway, I did want to go on the second date, but something came up. Oh, I was actually, Laisha had been there like all week. So I was like been turning up and stuff. So I'm like, I'm so tired today. So like, I'm going to call this one a quiz. We can link up the next day.
Okay.
However, though, I went swimming the next day and it just didn't go as planned. So I didn't text him back all that day because I was swimming all day. We was drinking and all of that. So I texted him the next morning, like, I'm sorry, I was in the pool all day. You know, blase splee. And he was like,
wait, we can save that for the City Boys Are Winning.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I saved the ending of that story for
how the City Boys are on our heads, up by 1,000 points.
I want to say 10,000 points.
Yeah, I'm going to admit it. Like, we are not in the lead.
Yeah, last week you swore we was in the lead. We not in the lead.
We were in the lead. Then Mercury retrograde just started slapping me upside my head. So
I just can't see how we were in the lead. But I mean, I feel you. But go ahead. You can go ahead with your dates.
So that's the only date you went on? Just that one?
I think so. Okay. Yeah. Now, I haven't heard back from Attorney Bay. Remember you told me to hit him up first?
Yeah.
I hit him up first. I didn't hear anything until like 2 days ago.
Okay.
You playing games, sir. So I'm not about to play.
He was in Canada.
I don't care if he was in Mercury. But we'll see how that go.
Yeah. Okay. So I guess I might start with the good vibes first. So y'all know I was talking about Crush Bay last week or our last episode. We actually went on our second date, which was, it was really nice. It was good vibes. It was, you know, we had a really good conversation. It was nice. We went out to eat and stuff or whatever. It was cool. I mean, I don't know.
You don't know what to expect going forward.
Yeah, I don't. But I mean, he's a good guy. He's really nice though. And he's very funny. He's hilarious.
So do you feel like it's like a friend zone type of thing?
Kinda, a little bit. Yeah, that's where I think we are.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I don't know. I'm sure he's gonna listen to this podcast and confirm or deny. But yeah, it was like really good vibes. So we'll see.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with me having a new friend though.
Yeah, it's nothing wrong with that. And I really think like that's like, honestly, I think that's really what I'm like kind of looking for a little bit. Just like really like,
yeah, because you're not really looking for a boyfriend anyway.
No, I'm just looking for like legit friends though, for real. So but it was good, so I won't complain about that.
Right.
Okay, so if anybody follows our Instagram page, which is
our podcast page?
Yeah.
The Black Girl Podcast _.
Lex posted a meme.
Which one?
When you said, what kind of guy do you like so I could pretend to be him for 2 weeks?
Yeah, like what type of things are you into? And they be like, and to me, when I saw that meme, I'm like, this is perfect because they literally pretend to be this person.
For 2 weeks.
Like for a couple weeks and it's like back to them. But I've had it where it lasted like a year.
Four. But anyway.
Okay.
But anyway, so this guy, okay. See, this is why I don't do the dating apps, right?
I have to sip my tea to that one.
This is why I don't. It's like, I'm just playing. But this is why I don't do the dating apps because I tried. Mm-hmm. I met this guy on there and then Lex said she knew who he was. So it was kind of like, oh, like, this is nice because I actually know he's a real person. He's not a weirdo. Like,
I'm still kind of trying to figure out who you're talking about.
I met him on Bumble and he was like, yeah, like, I'm his friend.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
So I was like, okay, like, this is perfect. Like, you know, he's probably going to be like a normal person. It's going to be like all like good or whatever. So we talked on the phone a couple of times. Good. You know, it was like good conversation. Like, so I can pretend to be him for 2 weeks.
So you say you wanted a man that prays for you, huh?
Of course. That prays in general.
And he took that to his advantage. Mm-hmm.
So he was like, oh, I want to take you out. Like, get ready. Be ready on at this day by this time. I was like, oh, it's a man. Like, okay, cool. They came and went.
Okay. That's what they do. I left out. Oh, we supposed to add that into the.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was just like, oh, okay. Like, whatever. Like, I guess, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't talked to him since. Like, since that day. He hasn't reached out to me. I haven't reached out. I definitely haven't reached out to him.
You shouldn't.
Yeah. But, yeah, it was like, I was like, this is weird. So that was a non-date, I guess. And then I want to follow up because on our last episode, I talked about a guy who came out of town to come take me out on a date. And so I ended up linking up with him like that weekend again. The baggage that he carried.
Oh, my goodness.
Guys, so I think for me, a deal breaker is like a guy with kids. Mm-hmm. I really feel like.
Kids? Like a kid or just like no kids at all?
Like having children might be like
a deal breaker.
Yeah. One, I
may accept, but might, just in your experience, you probably don't even want.
Yeah.
One, right?
It's kind of like a deal breaker for me. So, so this man has eight. Okay. Count
eight
them up.
Kids.
Eight.
How old was he?
He's in his late 30s.
That's still too young to have eight.
That's a lot of children. And then that's like not even the bad part about it.
Oh, wait. What's the bad part?
So that's eight people in his life. I don't know yet. He has five baby mamas. Like, what? So I'm like, what makes you think in your brain that somebody like me would want you in all
And you have zero kids.
And zero baby daddies.
Like, no.
Like, why do you think I would ever, like...
I think my deal breaker for kids is only because I got attached to my ex-kids. So I don't want to deal with that no more. That's mm-hmm. why I think that is my... Because I've always dealt with men with kids, but it was never to the point where I got attached like I deal with my ex-kids.
Yeah, which is like, okay, that's understandable, but... Yeah, I was just like eight kids. Like, come on now. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you got too much going on. I can't. It's nothing I can do with you.
Absolutely not.
Whatsoever. So absolutely I haven't. Not. So I guess this.
Have he even hit you up?
Girl, no, I haven't talked to him. So first of all, he was like a misogynist. I feel like he was really like a woman basher. Mm-hmm. Like everything he said was just like against women. I couldn't do it. I just was like, you know what? I pretended like I was sick, and. I was like, I really don't feel good. I need to go home. Like, I'm really.
Oh,
like,
during the day.
Yeah, I'm like, my.
Yeah,
because
you kept hitting me up. Like, I'm going to leave. I'm about to leave. I'm going to hit you up when I leave. And I'm like, okay, I checked your location. You was in the same location. But then eventually you did show up. Like, okay.
Yeah. I was just like, I kept saying, like, he's like, maybe you hungry. I'm like,
I just want to go.
You're disgusting.
You have eight kids and five baby mamas.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Ivy said, it's very hard to find me and 30 and up without kids.
I don't think so. I don't think so either. I found a good deal of them.
I have dated men with kids, and it is very common. However, though, it's a lot of men. I have a lot of homeboys without kids. Yeah. So that's just there.
Me
they go
too.
Right there. So, like, right. I don't think it's that hard.
And I've met guys since I've been back home that don't have kids. Mm-hmm. So, it's like, to me, it's not.
Yeah,
hard to find. Like, if that's really something that you are looking for, I don't think it's hard to find it.
Right.
Because I know, I'm like, that's a deal breaker for me. But
so did you let him know that you was kind of like,
Yeah, I was kind of telling him, like, I told him, like, I feel like you are bashing women, and it's like, it's bothering me. You know, I'm not like really like gung ho, like feminist movement. Let me, you know, but it's kind of like, I'm still a woman. And at the end of the day,
you don't
like,
want to hear that either. Yeah. You're not sitting up talking about how you could, because in your experiences, you could be like, well, this is what I go through.
Yeah.
And you could say, well, men are like this, but you don't.
Yeah. Cause he kept saying like women are bitter. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? Like the women that you deal with are bitter,
right?
Because you have 8 kids and 5 baby mamas.
So you do feel like they're bitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's why. Like, it's your circumstance. Promise you. It's right. Not us. It's you, babe. But yeah. So those are my dates for the week. I actually only went on one date, or like a date, and then I followed up with the one guy. But yeah, the other day, he kind of stood me up, which is why City Boys are running.
Mm-hmm. City Boys are in the lead. So let's talk about, I'm going to bring up something that happened like a couple months ago. Was that like a month ago or 2 months ago?
It was like a month ago.
Okay, well, yeah. I wanted to bring this up because it was just really crazy. So, I had met this guy on Hinge. That's why I feel like in my experience, this is why Shantae probably don't want to talk to guys on Hinge or Bumble. But anyway, we're going to call him Brighton. And the only reason we're going to call him Brighton is because he told me his name was Brandon and his name was Brian.
A straight liar.
Yeah, like so. For what? Shantae labeled him as Brighton.
I did.
Yeah, so anyway, I met him, and it's like his whole shit was together. Like, worked for Ford Motor Company, nice big house in Warren, got two kids. And he was like, I mean, he was on his stuff. Like, he wanted to see me off rip. Like, he was really nice looking, too. So it's very rare that you find a man who's on his shit and then he looks good too. So we went out to some place in Berkeley. I can't remember the name of it. It was something I never heard of before, but it was like, he was really stressing the fact of seeing me at home.
Yeah, he wanted to come to the
crib.
Yeah,
like though, he wanted to come to my house. Like, and I'm not for that. Like, if you really don't need to come see me at home if I don't know you from a can of paint. Like, it's nothing for us to talk about at home.
And I don't know you.
Yeah, like, I don't know you. And it's, I mean, I have a pistol, don't get me wrong, but I don't want to use it either.
If you don't have to.
Yeah, I don't want to. So I don't know you. So let's do public outings first, and then we can talk about meeting up. You know what I'm saying? So, however, ended up going out with him. It went strange because, remember, I told you he was like trying to like lick my fingers at the table, like, oh my goodness, like, so awkward.
He, I probably would have ran.
He like, what's wrong? You don't like PDA?
Like, not with a, first of all, not with a stranger. Like, what's the affection are we displaying? Like, you're a stranger. I don't know
exactly
you.
So I kept saying, I'm like, I don't know anything about you. So he like moved his chair, like he was sitting where you sitting across from me. He moved his chair to this chair right here, like, that's on closer. The side of me, like, yeah, like, and he was so, like, he went in and was like, come here. I'm like, do you think I'm about to kiss you at this table?
Like, 2 seconds into meeting.
Literally. Wow. So anyway, I'm like, okay, no. So he like, you ready to go? I'm like, you know, while we had a couple drinks and stuff. Like, you ready to go? I'm like, yeah. So he like, sit in the car with me real quick. Let's vibe. Let's talk. Mm-hmm. So I get in the car with him. Weird. Okay. So he gets in and he starts his car, but he's like, I'm gonna move over here.
Oh no, I would have been like, tuck, duck, and roll.
I was like, no, nope. Mm-mm. Take me to my car.
Yeah, because so, what are you doing?
My friends was all like, be optimistic, he's older, including you.
I didn't say, like, I said, yeah, I did say be optimistic a little bit, but I did say, yeah, but that was weird. I was
so
like,
he's,
that was
so everybody awkward. Was saying that he older, so maybe he expects certain things. And that's what we go into saying, easy women who make it hard, which, yeah, is going to be another episode.
Yep, definitely.
However, though, he, I lost my train of thought. So, yeah, so I got out the car, whatever. He ended up calling me for another date. And I'm like, you know, I really didn't want to see him, but I'm like, I'm going to be optimistic. I'll see him. But something came up, which something really didn't come up, but I lied to him and said something came up. Because I really wanted
if
to go.
If you're dating Lex and something comes up, nothing came up.
Yeah. If you're dating me, I'm lying. I'm literally lying. Nothing came up. I just want to be with my friends, and I don't want to go on a date with you. And it's okay, because if you get my attention to the point where you're supposed to get my attention, then I'll go out with you.
Yeah.
But you don't have my attention like that, so I'm not going out on a second date and, like, making it a priority. So, anyway, yeah, so he hit me up, and I literally wanted to just go out with Shay and them. So I'm like, well, they called, so I don't want to go on a second date with you again. So I'm going to make up something. So anyway, I made up this whole lie where, like, it was crazy. But he checked me, like, he was my man of 5 years.
Oh, yeah, I forgot all about
that. So he called my phone. He like, so if you, I lied and said my brother ran away.
Like, who does?
So he like, how old is your brother? I'm like, 17. He like, why are you looking for a boy that's 17? Like, I'm not understanding. I'm like, I'm going to be there for my mother. So anyway, long story short, he went off on me about going to go look for my 17-year-old brother. And then he went off like
bad.
Bad. So I'm like, honestly, I don't really feel like I should explain anything to you. Because really, I'm about to go have dinner with my people and I don't want to go with you.
Yeah.
But I'm explaining to you, and I'm giving you this ultimatum where I'm saying, like, I got to go do this. I'll see you later. Well, really, I just wanted to go to dinner, and then I'll see you later. And I was like, I just feel like you shouldn't argue with the stranger. And he was like, and I quote, I'm not about to argue with you, bitch.
Like, wow. You had to go there?
I don't even know you.
And you almost 40. Like, come on.
Yeah, he was like 36.
Like, come on, babe.
Like, and I was just like, no. And literally the funniest part about this story, he stayed on the phone.
Like,
and
okay.
Because I'm using the GPS trying to figure out how to get to the dinner. And I'm like, wait, why are you still here? Bye. Like, I'm confused. Like, beat it. Scram. So that was one experience I had about the city boys winning. But I'm going to let her go, and then I'll tell you all about the situation of the day that I went on this week and how that ended.
Okay. I don't know where I want to start. Okay, I'm gonna give one. Yeah. So there's this guy who I was really good friends with for years, like over a decade. We've been friends, and you know, recently since I've been back in the city, he's been trying to like take things further. Which I'm like Alexis said earlier, I'm really not trying to like really jump into a whole relationship with anybody or anything like that. So
y'all know why in a minute too.
Yeah. So I'm just kind of like telling him like I need time and space, and I feel like we are good friends. So
yeah,
you shouldn't try to rush me into something like that, mm-hmm. because like I'm not really there, or whatever. And I mean, I've been friends with him since way back in the day. So he sent me like a whole ultimatum, basically, like either you are going to do this or we're going to just not be together. I mean, we're not going to be friends at all. And I'm just like, that's kind of like unfair, because I'm not trying to build anything. You're forcing me to do something
that I don't want to do.
Yeah. And I'm just like, I'm not trying to build anything or whatever, kind of sort of. So I was like, let's just talk about it. Cause I'm thinking like maybe me and you are.
But
like,
you gave him so many opportunities to talk about it.
Yeah, I did. But I mean, we talked about it multiple times, I want to say, like, mm-hmm. you know, where my head was and like what I, you know, wanted and where I was at and everything. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I was kind of being fair. I wasn't really trying to, you know, lead him on or pretend like it's something.
He was very
that I
honest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when he sent me that, I was just like, I was thinking like we should just talk in person, because you mm-hmm. obviously, you know, and to be candid, when we text, we argue every time because
it doesn't get along. Get misconstrued too.
Yeah, it's like I read into things maybe that he doesn't mean and vice versa. So whatever. Anyway, so it was one day he was trying to see me or whatever. We were trying to see each other for like a couple hours. So he ended up texting me like, yeah, like I want to meet you or something. It was like after midnight. I'm like, I have to go to work in the morning. Like, that's not happening.
Yeah.
You know, like, I got something to do. So he texts me like, you a whole joke, you know, whatever. And he's like, you're wasting my time and whatever. And I'm just like, okay, whatever. I don't know. I'm like, whatever. So his birthday was this past week. So, you know, I'm just like, you know, let me just be nice and, you know, like
send
try to like,
happy birthday,
you know, text. Like do the, like send out an olive branch and like show, we not beefing. Like, I hope, you know, we still cool. Cause it's not like.
Cause y'all shouldn't be beefing.
We shouldn't be beefing.
Mm-hmm.
So, I sent him a birthday text. I'm like, you know, happy birthday. You know, hope, you know, you got a good day.
Shout out to the iPhone, because you would have never knew if you still had your other phone.
Right. If I had my other phone, I would have never known. So He blocked me, guys.
Like, blocked her. Because he was so upset. And I just felt like, I was telling her, like, he is just a little different.
And everybody would say, like, I don't know about that, you know, whatever. But I'm just like, man, you know, I'm so optimistic. I'm just trying to give people a chance.
Way too much, too optimistic for me.
I am. It just sucks. But it's like a gift and a curse. But I was like, wow, I found out I'm blocked on your birthday. Like, and I'm trying to like say something nice. I'm sure I'm still blocked. He probably blocked me on all social media, but he's very emotional and stuff, so he probably blocked.
What? Do you know his sign?
He's a Cancer.
What did I know?
Cry babies.
Yes, emotional. Very emotional. Cancers are very emotional.
Yeah, yeah, they're very.
July, beginning of July or June?
In July. So I feel like cancers are emotional but try to act like they don't care. But it's like you care so much and nobody else cares. And it's like, it's kind of awkward and weird, but it's like, he blocked me. And I was just like, oh, like, poo. Like,
yeah, and I'm not really caring.
Yeah, I was just like, oh, whatever. So, yeah. So that was my one city boy
experience. You have another one?
I have a couple of
Okay, you want me to just talk about...
Yeah, go ahead. Talk about that date.
I'm going to follow up on a date that I told y'all about the guy who came out with us to Bar 7. We sat at the bar, and like I said, it was never an experience where I left him out the loop. Like, I was literally in tune to what he had to say.
No, I feel like you were way more into him than you were into, like, what we had going on.
Yeah, so, like, I wasn't being rude to him. I wasn't. But anyway, like I said, I did play him, like, 2 days in a row.
You did, yeah.
It's okay, though. I'm not tripping, but...
And he shouldn't trip either.
Yeah, like, so, anyway, long story short.
But I trip and I get played, so...
Yeah, I think...
I don't trip, like, and go off like this.
Yeah. So, anyway, he ended up texting me. Like I said, I told y'all, I texted him after the swimming, like, okay, well, I was swimming all day yesterday, and I do apologize, but, you know, like, I'm ready now. And that's not fair, but okay. He was like, oh, everything's cool, no problem. I won't try to hang out with you again, though.
Yeah, that's like, oh, he must be a Cancer, too.
And guess what he said after that, y'all? He said, but give your cousin my number, though.
Of course not.
So like, I told y'all my cousin and Shantae was at the bar with us. He didn't even see her for real, but he just was like... He knew that I told her, like, she was going through a breakup and, like, she going through this. And he did, like, I'm going to buy her a drink. But he, like, basically, I want to consult her because she going through a breakup. And I want to be there for her because she's probably going to be more vulnerable. That's how I felt.
Probably. Yeah. Because guys think like that.
Yeah. So
sure.
He was literally, like, just give your cousin my number.
Like, for what?
Like, these dudes do not care what they say to us.
Just let anything fly out their mouth. And it's just like, oh, okay. Oh, speaking of letting anything, this wasn't even fly out your mouth. This was like fly out your text.
What?
So, it's a guy who...
Oh, yeah. I know what you're about to say.
I was supposed to link up with or whatever. And, you know, I was just like, you know, like, what's up? Like, what you doing? Like, you know, you want to link? Blah, blah, blah. He texted me back and said, no, I'm about to be with my other hoes.
Like, they are fooling on us. And everybody want to say the city boys not in the league.
No, the city boys are in the league. I was just like... Mm-hmm. Oh, have fun. Like, have fun with that.
But honestly, though, the city boys are in the lead. But the difference between me and a lot of women, I do not care. Because I'm having a city girl summer. Y'all know that I don't know who doesn't know, but I'm off for the summer. I work for the school district. So, like, I'm off for the summer. I just been having a ball, like, swimming, having company, having fun, going on dates. Like, anything that a man throws my way.
It gets blocked.
It literally gets, like, I'm literally blocking it. Like,
yeah.
Like, so I really don't care. So go ahead and have your city boy summer and I'll have fun.
Yeah, I feel like, too. I mean, I really don't care.
Yeah.
Because a lot of stuff I think I, like, laugh at, like, out loud. Like, I'm like, this is hilarious. Like, I just think it's funny. Just because I really am just like, my emotions are not invested in anything, but that was just, I was just like, I
will
like,
say that's... compared to a lot of my counterparts though, I'm a lot different. I'm not saying you, I'm just saying like in specific, like,
oh, you're definitely way different than a lot of women.
Yeah, like
I'm... stuff, I'd be like, okay, you actually text me things and you're like, should I say this? And I'm like, okay, maybe you should like tone it like down like a 5 scales. Like,
but I don't have like. No, I think you should hear what you need to hear.
just in life, like, no,
yeah,
just period.
I don't want to be like, I'm going to sugarcoat it a little bit because I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. Just
because
I want the same
But it's not even about not
return.
Hurting nobody's feelings, but it's still kind of like we are, like, you still have to be a little, like, conscious of, like, the audience that you have. And then you still have to be conscious of, like, how people might perceive things because I know me.
Is
like,
it bad that I don't give a fuck what they perceive?
I wouldn't say it's bad. I wouldn't say that it's bad, but I will say, like, I know I went through a spell where I didn't care about a lot of stuff. And then, like, then I did start, like, changing and being like, oh, like, you know, maybe I shouldn't be that way. And, like,
years
later,
changed a lot because I was way worse than this. Like, mom used to be like,
no, I you think have you got to, worse.
No, I was, you didn't, you're talking about young me, like, before you met
okay.
me. Like, I used to be horrible. Like, I'm talking about horrible. So, to me, this me is like, I'm a little filtered now.
Yeah, no, but, I mean, it's okay. It's okay that you think
You don't
that.
Think I'm filtered?
No, Alexis,
I'm
I
very
don't.
Filtered.
Mm-mm. But it's okay that you think that you're filtered. You know, that's...
I came a long way, sis.
As you should. You should think that. I mean, I don't think that you're, like, terrible, and I do appreciate the fact that sometimes you do ask me, like,
yeah.
okay, like, is this,
I
like,
do it before
the proper
I send
response?
It, like, yeah, like, before I send
and
a text message.
And I'm just like, maybe, because you, like, you know, my mom always tells me, like, you get more flies with honey. Like, you can attract mm-hmm. more of what you want and get more of what you want. Like, not being, like, sugarcoated and being nice, but you can say one thing two different ways and just get a totally different response or totally different feedback from somebody. Mm-hmm. And you giving off the same message. Like, instead of being like, girl, you fat, you need to go lose weight. You can just, like, you know, like, I got a salad. Like, do you want to eat some a little bit? Like, you know, like, do you mm-hmm. want to... Do you want to go work out with me sometime? You know what I'm saying? It's like, you could just say, like, two
things. But see, I would
things.
Never be that rude with people that aren't, like, not saying aren't rude with me, but, like, people that need to hear certain things. Like, I'm not just about to tell you, like, girl, you gaining weight. I mean, you need to go lose some. Like, I would never. Now, that's just blatantly disrespectful.
Yes, you would.
No, I would not.
Yes, you would.
Me?
Alexis.
Now, I'm talking about specifics towards the men that I date. Like,
okay, so
like me personally, I'd be like, oh, you don't have no money?
Some men,
like, no.
Some men do deserve, like, some of the things you say. I wish I had the ball sometimes. To,
somebody
like,
wrote me before and was like, oh, actually, she in my life. And she was like, you don't let up on these men. And she was like, and I love it.
No, I think some of them do deserve it. Like,
yeah,
some of them do
like
deserve...
people tell me all the time, like, they say the stuff, you say the stuff that we scared to say. Like, we want to say the exact same thing, but we so scared to say it. I'm the voice behind y'all. Because I'm going to say it.
Oh, so next time somebody is messing with me, I'm like, Alexis, what should I say? Because I've
heard it.
Because people think I'm like, a lot of people who know me think I'm like mean or like,
mm-hmm.
I don't know, like intimidating.
Like,
and
I told you,
but I'm like,
I told
I'm
you what it is about you. You're mean to the people that you shouldn't be mean to. I'm mean yeah. to the people who do stuff to me that I feel like is not worthy of my time.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like, it's a difference. Like, I am blunt. However, I'm blunt to the people that need to hear
but
it.
But yeah, I will say, like, some of the guys that you go off on, it's like, yeah, you should definitely.
Yeah, like, just think about Arizona.
Yeah.
Like, I treat him like scum, yeah. but he deserves it.
He does, though.
And he will literally blatantly lie to my face and then wonder why I treat him the way I do.
But he definitely deserves all the treatment. And then meeting him, I was just like, ugh, no. But speaking of me sabotaging things, so another way of city boys winning. He's not even a city boy, but anyway.
I can't wait
so
to hear this.
I think I was talking,
about
on my on the first episode that I was saying like, oh yeah, I like put all my all this like negative energy towards a certain person mm-hmm. that I shouldn't. Yeah, he kind of. I think we were in a situationship. I don't know, maybe kind of sort of a little bit, and he kind of like. Booted me.
What are we talking about?
So we weren't talking for a couple like a week or so,
mm-hmm.
and he sent me a long text message. So I'm looking at I'm like, oh, like he probably you know texts me to be like, oh, you know, I miss you. And no, mm-hmm. he texts me like, yeah, I think like we're not working out. Like this is not gonna
like,
work.
I'm gonna send my love your way, but
yeah, but that's it. And then mm-hmm. I was like. For real? Like, I really, like, pushed you all the way to the side, and it's been, like, radio silence on that end, so.
So you haven't talked to him?
Not really, no.
Oh, my goodness.
No. And it's kind of.
And I was rooting for you with that situation.
Yeah.
I really was.
It was, like, so cute. And then now it's, like, so not cute. It's, like.
Yeah, because you get. in your feeling. I'm not even gonna say in your feelings. You get like in this mood. Remember I told you have like this certain way about you?
And like what way?
I'm not gonna say on the podcast. Okay. But like you literally get this way about you and you cut up, basically.
Oh yeah.
Remember we said you subconsciously
sabotage things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So like it's not you per se being like a bitch. Yeah. For lack of a better term, but you're a bitch sometimes.
Sometimes I can be. And especially if I know like the person is gonna just like be there and like
yeah,
then I'm kinda like.
And we talked about that last episode. Like in my situation, which we can flow into talking about our exes, in the same breath, like even though my ex did a lot of things to sabotage our relationship, I did a lot of things because I knew I could too as well. So like that's the same thing. Like I know I can get away with this, or I know I can say this, and I know I can do that. And you're not going nowhere.
Yeah.
So it's like both. Like a lot of people might say, "Well, your ex did a lot of things," but people don't know what I did to him because I portray myself
to be the good
girl. But I'm not really the good girl for real. So like, here we are today.
Yeah, I think too. Like I feel like, especially like me starting back dating. Mm-hmm. I'm taking an approach of like, I'm going to get you before you get me because of my last situation. Mm-hmm. I was kind of like blindsided a little bit.
And I imagine playing that game for the last, 10 years, maybe? Literally loved somebody genuinely was probably my first.
Wow.
Yeah. So like, imagine playing that game for the last 10 years. So it's a hard game to play. Like,
it is.
I
want
to get
it's
you before
exhausting.
You get me because I'm literally hurt. Because ever since I broke up with my ex, it's like hurt after hurt after hurt. It's never been positive. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
It is what it is. But you experienced true love, though.
Yeah, I experienced real, like, I would
or
say
so
this.
You thought? Do you think so you thought? Or do you still feel like it still was true love?
I think it was genuine love, honestly. Mm-hmm. Like, when I think about us and, like, everything, it was really no negativity mm-hmm. until the end, like until we decided like, okay, things are
y'all gonna part ways. Yeah.
But I mean, I would say like he taught me how like the things to not accept in mm-hmm. a way, and then he also taught me things that I should expect from a man,
right? Yeah. We talk about that all the time. Yeah
So I wouldn't say like it was like a horrible experience or it was like, you know, a waste of my time, because it really wasn't. Like, he was a great man. Like, you know, like I said on the last one, you know, I hope he finds his wife and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it just, like, it opened my eyes. And opened my eyes, too, like, because I'm, like you said, like, you know, I wasn't a saint either. Like, it was things in a relationship that I could have, you know, you know, worked on or whatever. And it kind of opened my eyes to myself. Like, okay, like, you were lacking in these mm-hmm. areas. Maybe you didn't, maybe I didn't see it. And I'm thinking, like, I'm doing everything, like, knocking everything out the park or whatever. But it was, like, it definitely showed me, like, what I should expect from a man and then what I shouldn't take from a man.
Right.
You know, like, to set those mm-hmm. different kind of boundaries and everything. And like,
just to know everything is not going to be accepted.
Yeah. And definitely being with him kind of showed me the difference between, like, settling and compromising. Like, that was a big thing that I learned from that relationship.
Big. That's super big.
Yeah,
settling and compromising.
Because there was some things I'm like, I don't want to do this. But I'm like, you know what? It's for the betterment
but
of our relationship.
But it's so many women who settle. You know, my movement is single before settling.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I might deal with something that I might shouldn't have dealt with for longer than I should have, but I still know. Like, in the back of my mind, I could be with somebody and I might know. Like,
yeah.
This is not going to go past
this. And you do say that. Like, you,
like
it's literally like it's situations that you go into and you're like, mm-hmm. I know it's not going to work because X, Y, and Z.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't work because of
X, Y, and Z. And I know that already.
Yeah.
And I still might be hurt because I'm human and I have feelings. You know what I'm saying? Like, but at the same token, I know, like, I can go into a situation and know that this is not going to be my husband. This is not going to be the person I have kids with. Like, I know that this is not what it's going to be. And I think a lot of women go into things thinking everybody is going to be the one.
Yeah. And
everybody that you come across is not going to be the one. And if people thought like that, we wouldn't have no problems.
And then you know. But you, too, like, a lot of women don't know what they really want. Like, some women just, they, no, I wouldn't say that. Some women know what they want, but then they skew all of that because they want it to fit whoever they're with.
Right.
You know, like I said about the kid thing. Like, I don't think I'm going to be able to, like, skew my views on children for a man that I'm like, okay, he has some other things going on, but he got these.
But do you know how many men
and women.
Do you know how many women deal with men like him who have 8 kids?
Five baby mamas.
And then they become 6th baby mama and 9th kid.
But you know what's so crazy about that situation, right? I think he has a cult. Like, I'm not even going to lie. Like, I think it's, like, something going on there because I think he was trying to, like, groom me into, like, being okay with, like, these multiple other women and, like, all these kids. And I'm just kind of like,
ugh. Yeah.
But look, I feel like I'm going to get kidnapped and taken to Missouri.
You see how women deal.
Yeah.
So, like, so many women are okay with that.
Yeah.
But we gotta go for that episode of Easy Women Who Make It Hard. There's so many women who deal with a man having multiple kids or multiple baby mamas or multiple girlfriends or anything of that case.
Yeah.
And y'all be like, okay, well, he loved me or...
No, he don't. He loved himself, and that's that on that. And he don't love nobody else. And that's the thing. Y'all tune in. Keep tuning in so y'all can listen to that.
Because I feel
Easy
like
Women Who Make It Hard.
That's something that we need to talk about.
Yeah.
There's so many women out here. And my homeboys will tell me, like, sis, They don't care.
They willing to do whatever.
Like, it doesn't matter.
And I feel like people, I wouldn't say people, but sometimes, because I know sometimes I can say things that might be a little controversial as far as dating. But when I think of a man, right? I think of a man that's going to, like, and this is one thing that my ex has, the goodness that I got out of the relationship. He's gonna provide, he's gonna protect, he's gonna make sure I'm good, like, he's gonna make sure I'm straight, you know, he's gonna show me love, all that stuff. So if I'm going into a situation and you need more than you can give, I'm really not here for all of that. Like, I really don't want that.
And I still might entertain you or go out on a date with you, but I know, like,
you not that for me.
Yeah.
Because if I want a husband,
and that's
I don't want a son.
You gotta differentiate the two.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it could be a man that you might not think is husband material, just like a lot of men deal with us who don't think we wife material. So you got to understand that it's like that. So, like, I might not go into it thinking that I'm going to be your girlfriend or I'm going to deal with you or I'm going to marry you or have your kids. But, like, be able to take apart from me knowing that I know I don't want to ever be with you. And we just, you know, having fun.
For right now.
Yeah,
that's definitely like, and I think a lot of women can't do that too.
A lot of women cannot do that.
Yeah, it's just hard to, like.
And people be looking at me crazy because I'm able to literally take my feelings out of it.
Yeah, you are.
I'm able to take my feelings out of it and I'm just like, okay, what's next?
Yeah.
Like,
you do that. Yeah, and this, it is like, and then it's like another thing too, like when you hear people like, oh, you got to be down with me when I'm struggling. Like, I'm not down with you. Because nobody was with me when I was at Clark Atlanta,
baby,
with no money, poor, trying to figure out how I'm going to pay my rent, trying to figure out how I'm going to, like, pay for my car insurance. Like, nobody was with me through that. Yep. Like, you know, I didn't find my man until my ex-man.
Yeah.
Until I was established, had my own things going on.
And there's this notion that women are supposed to take care of men. We need
baby
to be taking care of too. So, like, okay, yeah, you might feel like that, but like you said, nobody was here for me when I was doing X, Y,
when I was shooting in the gym. I mean, I was shooting by myself, missing all
the
shots.
They just want us to be, like, already equipped. Like, okay, she's smart, she's educated, she has her degree, she's doing this, she's working like this. And then especially being here, because you know the type of women that they come across.
Yeah.
So for us, it's like a challenge. Like, oh, she ain't gonna talk to me. Or she not going to deal with blah, blah, blah. But it's just like, to me, it shouldn't be that hard.
It shouldn't be that hard.
Like, just want a woman that matches your level of comfort. If you know you got something to bring to the table, then
bring it
to the table and then we can talk about it.
But you can't come to the table with, like, the crumbs from somebody else's basket.
Okay.
You know, and then they think, what am I going to do with it? I can't eat your crumbs. Like, I got a whole loaf over here.
Exactly.
You know, and I don't mean to sound like arrogant or cocky.
It's not about sounding
like
arrogant. You provided a life for yourself that makes you comfortable.
And I worked
and
hard
you know,
at it.
Yeah, we all did.
And I'm working hard at it still, you know?
So it's like, I went forth to go away to school and miss my family and lose people at the time who I was comfortable with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so at the same token, like, I lost out too. But I paved the way for myself to be comfortable.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people can't say they do the things that we do. They can't.
Yeah, and I remember when I was in college, I used to think, like, I had chose the long way, but this is not the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, like, I'm going the long way. It's just the long way. But I'm like, I'm
somebody
going the
said
right
I
thing.
Bring the table.
I mean, I ain't going to say, because I'm going to just be honest. Like, when people be like, I'm independent, I'm not trying to be an independent woman.
Me neither.
I'm really not trying to, and I'm not trying to be a gold digger either. I'm not going to bring the table. I bring a chair.
Yeah. But did you see the post about the men who allegedly don't like gold diggers because they feel like they always ask them for money? But however, you just mad at the gold digger because you can't afford to bring forth what she asked you to bring forth.
Yeah.
But the second that you come across money, you the man that don't like gold diggers, you go for women who you would never got if you was broke. Yeah. The gold diggers.
The gold diggers.
Yeah. So at the end of the day, y'all do like gold diggers. It's just when y'all can afford to be able to provide
the
for them. Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Because I feel like too, like, I know, like, since I've been back dating, like, I feel like guys think, like, oh, she got it. Like, she did, whatever.
Yep.
Which, it's like,
yep.
You know, I might not. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I don't care if I do have it. I want you to do it, too.
Yeah, I want to, like, be like Megan. Like, when she said she in her bag and she in his, too. Like, that's what I want to do. I want to be in my bag, but I kind of want to be in yours, too. And that's why every time you see me, I got some new shoes.
Exactly. I didn't know if you wanted your name on the podcast, Wes. Well, Wes said I bring the table.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, okay. Well, it's a guy.
Yeah.
So, you should be bringing the table to the table. But yeah, it's kind of like, you know, we are independent. We are Black, educated, and sometimes that's intimidating.
And you know what? The reason why I was so for this name for our podcast, Black Educated, and just for those who don't know, who haven't paid attention, we use the play on the words intimidating, meaning, and we are intimidating to a lot of men, but we saying Black Educated and intimidating. Like, we're dating. So, like, a lot of men say, like, my own homeboys say, like, well, you know, like, just being on the outside looking in, like, Lex, you intimidating. You
like,
know
you
what
too
saying?
Strong. Like, you, like,
you have your own everything. You educated. You know what I'm saying? You don't really need a man for anything. Like, of course you want a man to help you out. But at the end of the day, if you don't have one, you're going to have it covered.
But that's why when you come across a man who knows what he got going on, it's going to be, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I think about my ex. Like, you know, when he met me, even now, like, it's kind of a sense of, like, I still know, like, you a man. Like, you got it. I don't intimidate you in no kind of way.
And that's good. That's the type of man that you want. Any man that feels insecure or less than because of the type of woman that he's dealing with,
it's like,
means he doesn't even have no place in your lineup anyway.
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's like so I feel like I've been running across guys who, you know, who see that, and I've heard, and guys have said it to me too. Like, yeah, you just like real strong Black
you think
woman.
It's, because we date in Detroit men right now. Cause just compared to our male counterparts in Atlanta, and they educated as well and well off as well. Do you think it has anything to do with?
Okay, so I would say this: most of the guys who I have been like dating are like educated, like. I mean, I got an undergrad. That's it.
Right.
That's it. But I have run across guys, master degrees, like, you know, all that. I don't know.
I think it's because
they're used to a certain type of woman. Like, they're used to a certain type of girl.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what they're used to dealing with. Mm-hmm. So when you come across somebody who's like, okay, like, this is what I expect, this is what I want, it's kind of like,
yeah, because even if they do have master's degrees or educated or even just on their shit, they still deal with, it's more
the
women.
Bottom of the barrels.
Yep. It's more women out here who accept anything.
Yeah, anything. Mm-hmm. That's true. And that brings me back to, I did not say this about the city boys and women, because this guy had text, so we were texting or whatever, and he was asking what I was doing. Now, you know, I was at 350 Terrace, because I told y'all that's where I was at. And he was like, what you doing? I was like, oh, I'm with my homegirl. He's like, oh, okay, like, how she looks. Send me a picture of her.
Oh.
I'm like, come on. Like, what is it? Like, why do you think I'm going to send you a picture of my homegirl? And he's like, and send me a picture of you
too. Did he ever explain why?
No, I didn't give him a chance. I'm just like, come, like, you got to come more correct than that. Like, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel like it's probably girls out here who just like, okay, like, I'm going to, because he probably think that he about to bring mm-hmm. his friend. No.
Right.
It ain't none of that. Like, mm-mm. I don't even know you like that. So you.
But just, like, you should say, like, I'm going to bring my homeboy. And then we just want to know what your friend look like. But you going to just.
She's pretty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, they all pretty. So, like, what you want? Mm-hmm. What your friend look like? He probably like Faison Love.
And that's the thing. They said that, too. Like, there's so many men who bash women on Instagram who bodies look like.
Bad. Like, you look like Patrick Starr, but you mad at me because my stomach not flat. Mm-hmm. Like, what's the tea on that? You know? It's like, I don't know. I'm not trying to bash me. I did say, like, I was on Twitter today. I was like, I can't wait till I get on the podcast. So I got a lot of bashing to do. Mm-hmm. And somebody had DM'd me, like, please don't go too hard on us. But y'all need it sometimes. Like, y'all guys need to know that, you know, some of the things that y'all do is not acceptable. So I want to go into, like, one last thing before we go, because the podcast is about to wrap up. But I want to promote a couple things. So we are doing Singles in the City, which is we want to promote, like, the singles that's in Detroit or in the surrounding areas. If you're in Detroit, Ohio, wherever you at, I know I got people probably from Pittsburgh that's listening, or Atlanta, whatever it is going on. Like, we want y'all to send us in. Like, if you're single, you want to date, you want to, like, get your, you know, yourself out there. You want to see if somebody's interested in you. Either write us on our Instagram at blackgirlspodcast_, or send us an email at blackeducatedandintimidating@gmail.com to be featured on, like, Singles in the City, where you can, where we can try to find you a date or some dates. Like, you can pick out people that you know, you're interested in, or however that goes, and go on a date. And then hopefully you find somebody. And then once you do, then, you know, you can send in the testimony. Say, like, okay, they found, you know, I found somebody, we went on a date or whatever. Or if it was bad, like, cause we tell all these horrible dating stories. So, you know, you want to talk about that. And also, date letters. I have a couple friends and people who've listened to the first episode who are just like, I can relate to everything that y'all said. I go through this. Like, I've been through that. Like, I've seen it. So if you've been on a date and it's been like something crazy, or just an experience with a guy or a girl, because we want guys and we want our women to write in too, and tell us, like, what y'all dating stories are, like, the things that y'all have been through, or like something crazy, like the crazy dating stories, or something good. Something good that you've experienced on a date, or like a date that was just like very different, that, you know, mm-hmm. maybe, you know, can spark our listeners' interest. You know, send all of that to either blackeducatedandintimidating@gmail.com or DM us at
the black girl podcast_.
Everything is going to be anonymous, except for if you're single in the city, that can't be anonymous. But
you have the choice. Some people to say, like, I don't want to be anonymous, or, you know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, if you don't want to be anonymous, mm-hmm. we can put you, okay. You know, you can be out there however you want to be. But yeah, this is not just, I know it's black educated and intimidating, so this is not just for, like, women. You know, we want our guys to chime in. We definitely want to get some mm-hmm. guy guests on the show.
We do have people, men who want to get on here.
Yeah, like, so bad. Like, I think the guys want to get on here mm-hmm. way more than the
because
women.
They hear our point of view and they're like, no, we want to renege on yeah it. So, like, yeah, we want to tell y'all how we really feel,
because we go through some stuff. But I feel like, guys, I have some homeboys who tell me things and I'm like, You really? You still gonna talk to her? Like,
right, yeah. Like, so they need to come on. Well, I do have a few people that I want to come on. We need sponsors. We want to do all of that. So, like,
yeah. Yeah, if you want to, you know, promote your mm-hmm. business, your brand, anything, you mm-hmm. know, like, we're down. We support all the, you know, all the black businesses, all the small businesses, everything. You know, we're just here to support basically mm-hmm. everything in the city, everything in the surrounding cities. So I just wanted to put that out there real quick before we wrap up the show, because, you know.
And we do appreciate you all for the positive feedback that we've been
getting.
Yes,
it's been so positive. Mm-hmm. Like,
I haven't had anything negative come our way.
When I was at Twerking Tequila, I think I told you this, like, one of my homeboys was like, yo, why your friend only date Africans? he's almost on the first episode, she's talking about all these Africans.
Yeah,
he's
I think like, what's it's up just with like, that? I don't know. Africans just come my way. It's nothing, you know, towards.
just like you got to be African.
Yeah, no, 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 no.
Hit not the Nigerian all. Like swag surf.
Right, no. But it's just been, that's what's been coming my way. But it's nothing towards, you know, our people. We good.
So. Yeah, it's like, it's been so much positive feedback. Okay, so mm-hmm. I was like, at first I was very nervous to do it. And then once I started hearing, I'm like, I can't wait to go back to mm-hmm. like we were at the second episode.
So we're going to come with y'all weekly. As yeah. much as we can, anything y'all want to hear. And that's why we've been trying to get you guys to tell us what y'all want to hear. Like, send us questions in. We're going to try to go live in between episodes, trying to get, you know, just some questions yeah. or anything like that. And then you all know our Instagram handles. But for those who don't know, I'm at @AlexisLachelle_.
And I'm @_babyitsBella.
And then our podcast page is @TheBlackGirlPodcast_.
So y'all can hit us up on any of those platforms. People that, you know, a lot of people that's listening, they know us like personally, mm-hmm. but just make sure I promote. Like we want to get this out. We want to, you know, we want to talk about all the dates because like we are only touching the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, literally.
Because I know it's
so
like
we have like homegirls that we be with. We hear their stories, our homeboys, their yeah. stories. So like we do want to get y'all to reach out. Like don't be scared to send an email. Like yeah. we said, we would put it anonymously. Like just let us know what.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
What happened on y'all dates?
Because some things I hear like my friends say, I'm like, can I talk about that on the podcast? I'm like, I don't know, girl. I don't want you. And I'm like, I'm not going to say your name.
Yeah,
like, I
wouldn't of course. Say, you know. It's always going to be anonymous.
Yeah. But it's like, it's been really great. And we really appreciate everybody who's been like reaching out. Everybody who's been just like really positive mm-hmm. and giving us all this goodness. Like those vibrations are felt and we really do appreciate it. Especially in this Mercury retrograde.
Exactly.
Because.
It's been negative, but we've been finding a positive in it. So
definitely. So.
We love y'all though. And thank you guys for your support.
Yes. Thank you for tuning in. And. Follow our page, like we said, and catch us up on the next episode of Black Educated and Intimidating.
Thank you, guys. Love you.